Allahumma. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Him. I testify that He is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atubu ilayk. I turn to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa ghufira lahu ma kana fi majlisi dhalik. Except that this person, now when he reads this, then except that he doesn't leave the gathering, except that he is forgiven in this condition. So here also we learn something very important from this hadith. Is a person when he's in a gathering also, when he's sitting and speaking with people, be very careful what we speak. So careful we have to be what we speak, that it is, can be a means of us regretting on a day of Qiyamah, or it can be a means of happiness. So therefore, if we have forgotten or if we have spoken anything, then we should take the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should read the short dua to act as a kafara for whatever sin that we may have committed, whatever we have spoken that was not relevant. Therefore, a mu'min is one that is always careful of his speech. We'll do one more short hadith and we'll terminate. We see how careful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And Abi Barzata radiallahu anhu qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu bi akharatin idha arada an yaqumu min al-majlis. Hazrat Abu Barza radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would intend to wake up from any majlis, from any gathering, from any assembly, he would mention at the end, Subhana ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The same dua he would read. Faqala rajulun ya Rasulullah. One person was there, he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَتَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُهُ فِي مَا مَضَعُ. You are saying such words that you haven't said before. So perhaps the sahabi, for the first time, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying it. And sahaba were like that, they were not like us. If they needed to know something, they would ask. They didn't feel shy to ask. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these words you are saying, you have never said it before. In other words, what is the reason for this? قَالَ ذَلِكَ كَفَارَةٌ لِمَا يَكُونُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those words are a kafara. Those words are a means of atonement for whatever was said in the gathering. Now we may ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't any chance of him speaking any lagat, anything that is useless, idle, futile. But why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite this? Ulama give three explanations here. The first explanation said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would read it, it would be to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he would read it. Second explanation is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching the ummah that this is what you must read when you are finished with your gathering, with your speeches, or in any talk that you are in, or any with your friends socializing, whatever it may be. But when you finish, this is how you should finish. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. And the third is, that when a person gets very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close, this person constantly thinks to himself that that level of devotion, that level of ibadah, that level of servitude that I should be having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't have that level. So all the time he looks at himself and he feels that I'm not doing as I'm supposed to do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a close ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thinking that that level that I should be having, I'm not on that level. With that thought, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this dua, asking and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities and sifat and being very, very careful of our speech. Therefore, it was mentioned, it is attributed to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, that he would have on his ring written these two words. He would write there, it was written there, jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. Referring to the tongue, jirmuhu, its weight is very, very light. Wa jurmuhu kabir, but the sin and the ill effects of the tongue are very heavy, very big. So something that is very light, but the effects are very, very heavy. Reminding one that be very careful what you do with this tongue. This tongue can be a very disastrous thing, or it can help a person get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know that tonight, inshallah, Ishab-e Barat, we should try and take advantage of the night from the time of Maghrib Salah. Don't wait and don't delay. And the person can do on this night, apart from other ibadat, is try and make a lot of dua on this night. This is the night where duas are answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, whoever wants, whoever is seeking anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give. So we should try and start early, and then if we should try and continue after Isha Salah, with dua, tilawat, zikr, etc. And then a person should wake up, try and wake up early, and continue with his ibadah so he can be up for Fajr. It should never be that the person wakes, sits up till late, and then he misses the Fajr for the next day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.